Well, I'm proud of our team's effort. You know, I think when Texas A&M does what they do best and really turn up the pressure on the defensive end of the floor, we weren't able to handle it. We fought, we clawed, we gave ourselves a chance, and you know, at the end of the day, you can't afford to give a team 21 points off the free throw line, 23 points off of turnovers, and 16 second chance points. And if we cut those numbers in half, we're in good shape. And especially the points off of turnovers. And we have to do a better job of handling pressure, and we got to do a better job of maintaining our poise.
Play some pretty good teams in non-conference. Did you have a problem? You didn't have a lot of turnovers, but just timely turnovers. Did you have a problem with that in other games?
Yeah, we've had a problem with turnovers. You know, part of it is we're asking them to play faster than they've ever played, making decisions at a faster rate, making reads at a faster rate. Part of it is, you know, our guards are young. You know, we play two freshman point guards, and we have another freshman on the wing. So part of it is we're young, and there's no substitute for experience. We just have to be able to find our calm within the storm. We have to be able to find some poise. You know, we have to be able – our inbounders have to be able to inbound the basketball. We have to set great screens to get open. And we got to do some little things better. And as a staff, we'll work some more on our press break, and we'll prepare them for it, and we'll get better.
You're matching A&M well in the shots in the third quarter. I think that they were a one-time 8 of 16. You guys are 8 of 12. But your scoring options in the fourth quarter, was that, again, the pressure or the fact is they took all your open threes away?
Yeah, you know, I think we had, five or six turnovers in the fourth quarter that led to easy buckets and some and-ones for them. And then they get the crowd into it, you know, and sometimes that's hard to be able to come back from that. And a lot of times when that happened, we got a little paralyzed on the offensive end of the floor. We stopped doing what we do best, which is move the basketball, share the basketball, make one another better. And we tried to everybody tried to get it back on their own. And, you know, again, some of that's inexperience. Some of that's being able to come down through the pressure and then calm us down and run an offense. And it's all a learning experience for our team. It's a learning experience for us as a staff. And we're going to continue to get better.